Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Big smiles from Nick Fitzy-Stevens to open today's Patriots Monday. It's a Pyrrhical Victory Monday here on WEEI, where we are talking about the Patriots' win, and apparently I have to use air quotes, over the Cincinnati Bengals, 26-20, 10th win of the season, 9th in a row, best team in the American Football Conference, and yet our producers are trying to railroad me, trying to convince people that I somehow did something that caused injury, harm to the Patriots, somehow rankled the feathers of a large head coach who said a potty word early in his press conference yesterday. I did nothing of the such. I may have had an unfortunate mix of lack of sleep and strange tea that I took from the kitchen that day on a Friday after the Jets game late in the 5 o'clock hour when I said nothing could happen to end this season horribly. And yes, yesterday, I'll be honest, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, when they were carting Will Campbell off with a towel over his head after Jared Wilson had already gone, after Tonga had already gone, and after Schooler had already gone. And
go on.
With Milton Williams already on IR, there was a little bit of me that was like, oh, crap. Or that word that Vrabel used that I'm not allowed to use. The S word. The
rhymes
Brian
Schmidt.
Yeah, the Brian. And Vrabel actually tried to lure a reporter into using it during the press conference at Gillette Stadium today. I believe it was Nicole Yang from The Globe. She said,
she swears like a sailor, I heard.
Well, he's like, just let it go. Say it. It's freeing. And I was like, no, Mike, you can get away with it. You're the $17 million a year head coach of the Patriots. We can't get away with it. But there was a point yesterday, Fitzy, when the injuries were piling up that were like, oh, man, did I mess with the karma? Did I mess with the forces that are just so inexplicable? So I'm to blame for this.
It's all your fault.
So the Patriots will have two new starters on the offensive line this week because of me and words I said a week ago Friday after the Jets game. Is that what we're blaming?
Yes, that's right. I'm blaming you for the Sweet and Low Brown. That's right, because it's going to be Vidarian Low and Ben Brown at left tackle and left guard a week from tonight. Thank God. They're playing the thoroughly underwhelming New York Football Giants defense, who also, by the way, just dismissed their defensive coordinator, who happens to be a Vrabro as well. So he probably would have maybe mailed us one. But regardless, yes. Yeah, Andy, you had to mess with karma. You had to poke
Karma's
the bear.
A bitch.
Yeah, it sure is.
She's on the warpath.
No wonder why the two of you usually hang out.
Dan Ball?
Listen.
Andy, good afternoon, boys.
Hi.
Do you have any insight as to what is coming in week three of your post-proclamation? Because week one brought the Milton Williams injury, to which you responded and said, not a huge deal, and which Fitzy and I responded and said, don't worry, this is the beginning of the snowball rolling down the hill. Then you have, I don't know, four different injuries that happened. So could you give us any insight Who are we losing against the Giants?
I will not talk about such a topic here on the radio. I've learned that my words have powers beyond my understanding, and therefore I need to rein them in. Because we did
you
it
told
last...
yourself that 3 weeks ago, my man.
I should have told myself that, but we did the whole
first
rundown.
It's Cam Newton wants to fight me. Now then, it's my words have all this power. My God, can we just do a straightforward show where no one gets harmed or gets butt hurt?
When you speak for 5 days and 4 hours, things are said. And last week, we did the rundown that I think everybody was doing because it was put out there, and Ted Johnson was big on this, our big guy, that Milton Williams was the first starter to go on injured reserve for the Patriots this season. Wow, we're in mid-November. How fortunate they've been. We then did the whole rundown. Who can't get hurt for this team? It was Will Campbell, Christian Gonzalez, some form of that, Robert Spillane. There was a few different guys. And, yeah, we're not going to talk about those names and those scenarios anymore because the Patriots, I did want to get to two things, two positives, because it felt there was a lot of doom and gloom. And I felt it from a lot of places, the head coach, when he was swearing and blaming the media, and to the point where Stacey James said another question and Mike Vrabel walked off and said, they don't have any more. And I was like, oh, coach is salty. As Mark Schlereth would say, coach was a bit of a salty biatch in that press conference yesterday. But then today, I heard a little bit more of a lighter tone on the morning show with Greg Hill.
I absolutely love the tone he struck today on the morning show.
And then we found out why. Now, he did admit that he is realizing that he has to, quote, set the temperature on the sideline, set the temperature for his team. He is the temperature setter, the thermostat, whatever you want to call it. But we did get Mike Vrabel down at his press conference today at Gillette Stadium, Stiz, if you have that ready to go, talking about the fact, or this may be the Greg Hill show, sorry, talking about these injuries that we all thought when we saw a guy carted off with a towel over his head was going to be season-ending. We were concerned, but Mike Vrabel had a more positive tone today.
Based on your approach post-game, I'm guessing you don't want any injury questions this morning at all. Oh, hold on. We completely lost you.
That's good. I've been practicing that.
Yeah. What's that? I can ask anything.
Yeah.
Update on
don't have one.
No update on the guys.
Did you wash your hands when you went to the bathroom? I saw you coming back.
Yeah.
I was gonna shake it, but
give it a try.
You better have.
I always wash my hands.
We won't know much. That yesterday was not a great day for us with injuries. So there'll be some players that went out of that game yesterday that won't be available on Monday night. Hopefully we get some of those guys back. We get an extra day, but I won't be able to tell you much. I wouldn't imagine that Will's going to play in the game. I don't think that'll be something that'll happen. That injury is going to probably be more than a week or two.
He had the towel over the head when he was going out, so it looked like, obviously he's a guy who wants to play and looked like he was upset.
Yeah, I think they all want to play. And again, Will's a young player, hasn't had a lot of probably injuries or things that have affected them, and so we'll have to. There's a lot of things we have to manage through and try to help these guys get over that they haven't experienced.
Mike Vrabel then followed that up on his daily press conference, saying both guys were more week to week. There may be a consideration for IR, but neither Jared Wilson or Will Campbell was believed to be season ending. So sure. I take that as optimistic. Mm-hmm. I take that as an optimistic tone that it may be a little while. You may have to play the end of the regular season without those guys, but they should be back for the playoffs. It is a Patriots Monday, and as we do each and every Monday, we talk to the quarterback of the New England Patriots, and Drake May is joining us right now on the guest line. Drake May on a Patriots Monday on WEEI is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 6 New England offices, or at northeastmenshealth.com, by Windward Mental Health. Start your healing journey now at windwardmentalhealth.com. And by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Drake May, how are we doing today?
What's going on?
We are good. I think, is it safe for me to stay? Let's start with the injuries. I think we all felt a little bit of a dark cloud yesterday when Jared left the game and then Will was carted off. Is it safe to say you're feeling a little bit better about the health of your teammates today? It seemed that was the tone that Mike Vrabel took with the media earlier today.
Yeah, I think those guys are, you're going to work hard to get back, and, their injury issues are theirs to talk about. So I know they've been done a great job for this year, and looking forward whenever they come back, looking forward to having them back.
Drake, obviously yesterday when we were doing the post-game show, we and many other Patriots fans were a little worried, and it was a nail-biter of a game. But I just want to take a moment to step back and appreciate the positive as well. I mean, you guys have 10 wins. You're the number one seed in the conference right now. 9 wins in a row, and you guys are undefeated on the road. How does it feel to just be where you guys are at? And is there any way you guys thought you'd possibly be this far along, be here this soon?
Yeah, it's a good opportunity for us to, you know, still try to work, continue to get better. I think, you know, the spot we're in right now for, you know, at this point in the season is something that, you know, you work towards. That's what you play in this league for, to have a chance to, you know, play in the playoffs and host a playoff game. So I think it's a great opportunity for us to, you know, get this one Monday night and then, you know, have a bye and come back and realize, you know, kind of what we're playing for. And it's really a, you know, first time for me and some of us in that locker room of playing for something like this. So, you know, I think we're excited and know how much work goes into it and knows how much, you know, it's important to keep improving throughout the season and, you know, just find ways to, you know, get wins. And we did that yesterday.
Does it say something about the bar that you guys have set as a team? You know, this is a team that only won 4 games each of the last 2 seasons. Now you get your 10th win of the season. You're leading the NFL in wins, and people are kind of nitpicking. Is that an example of the way that you guys have elevated the bar and the expectations this season?
I think that's kind of what the standard you want to set. I think you want to win games and feel good coming out of, after a win, feeling like, hey, we played, you know, good football and feel like we didn't leave anything out there. I think, you know, speaking for myself, you know, I think there's numerous plays and throws and just, you know, times that yesterday, which just, I feel like I could have played better and helped the team and not put, you know, the team in you know, bad situations. And I feel like there's guys on the team that feel like we left some out there. And I think that's what you want to, that's what you want. That's kind of the standard we're trying to build. We want to play clean football and, you know, not give, you know, put our defense in bad spots and, you know, not give them free 7 points, me throwing them one. So those are things that you want to, you know, work hard to eliminate. And I think it's something that it's good. It's easier to do after a win, but it's almost kind of tough when you still win, you play like that and still come out with a win. So there's different ways to look at it.
Yeah, let's go back to early in the game yesterday, Drake. First couple passes you threw seemed to have a little extra air on them. Was that just a case of getting adjusted to the conditions? Were you a little geeked up? Did they accidentally give you a kicking ball to throw? What was going on early in the game?
Yeah, just throws. I probably wish I would like to have back. You know, the one to Travion / Hoop. I had both of them open, and I didn't decide which one to throw it to, and threw it in the middle of them. And then the one to Hunter over the middle, I just threw it a little higher. I had some throws later on over some linebackers that were better. But, just got to make better throws early on. And nothing really. I felt good throwing it. So just got to make better throws.
When you're in a situation like that and you are a little off or getting off to a slow start, how do you handle that? Do you do self-talk? Do you, I don't know, go throw on the sideline? Is there anything you do to dig out of it? Because you obviously dug out of it. You had a nice stretch right after that. So how do you dig out of that?
Yeah, I think the teammates around me do a great job. You use your teammates. You know, they're pumping me up. And just know what you practice for, what you work for, and trust in and what I do for a living. And I think that's really the end on. Just get ready for the next one. I think just get ready for the next one and realize that, you know, things like that happen in this league. And I told those guys on the sideline, it won't happen again, me throwing one like that to them, and it didn't. So,
in a season of great deep passes where your deep ball, the passes 30 yards and longer, have been so excellent, Drake, I have to say that pass to Pop Douglas, I believe that was in the third quarter down the seam. I think that was probably the best throw I've seen you make all season. What did you see there, and how were you able to drop that pass to Pop in a sea of Cincinnati defenders?
Yeah, just third and long, trying to give him a chance to make a play, and saw linebackers running with him up the pipe, and just try to give him a ball to make a play on. He made a great play, made a great catch, and it was third and long, so just trying to give us a chance to move the chains, and that was a big play for us, and proud of Pop for just, you know, keep on kind of making plays when his number's called, and he keeps on, you know, showing up.
Patriots quarterback Drake May here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. We saw you attempt a tush push there on the goal line. How comfortable are you in that play? How much have you guys practiced that play? And what is sort of your execution point there? What's your mindset on that play?
Yeah, I got to get in there. For my quarterback my size, I got to do my part of, you know, getting a yard. And guys diving at their knees and linebackers ready to go. But, you know, I got to get in with the yard. And, my brothers gave me a hard time after the game. I got to find a way to get in. So.
What do you think will be key for yourself and the offense overcoming some of the red zone and goal line struggles you had yesterday? I know there are a bunch of runs, and then that got stuffed, and then you had the pass to Hunter in the corner, but then that gets called back for the OPI on Mac. What's going to be the key in practice going forward to overcoming that?
Yeah, I think it starts with just execution in practice. Execution and working hard and practicing hard, and practice execution is huge and something that Coach McDaniels is big on. So just practice and keep on trying to execute in practice and excel in practice, and from there just try to have that translate to the game. And I really think it's a mindset down in the red zone. It's a mindset to get a yard on the 1 yard line or find a way to punch it in.
Oh, Coach Vrabel talked about Will Campbell and Jared Wilson and some good information in his press conference, as I said, today. But it looks like you'll probably be playing without those guys this week. You'll have a new left tackle. Vidarian Lowe came in the game the other day. I was wondering, is there anything you can do as a quarterback to help out a guy that's sort of being thrown out there to the Wolves at such a tough spot as left tackle? What can you do to help him?
Yes, I just told Velo and Ben Brown. I told them both of them. All those reps we got last year, those are going to pay off and game reps. So they've been good in practice, and made me feel comfortable when they do get reps in practice. In the pocket, and that's the biggest thing I tell them is that I trust you guys, and I've got full faith in them, and I think they've done a nice job. And they're going to continue to do a nice job.
Drake, considering that you guys have been through so much this year, and the season has gone spectacularly at 10-2. A lot of the wins recently sort of, nothing comes easy in the NFL, but things have really gone your way for a while. And yesterday it seemed like you guys did face adversity multiple times. Do you think that a game like that, where it was in the balance until the end and you did have a lot of hurdles to overcome, do you think that's kind of something you guys may have needed to grow as a team? You discussed as much with Melanie Collins on field on CBS afterwards, but I'm curious how that's resonating today.
Yeah, I think we've continued to face adversity, and offense, defense, special teams have found ways to battle back when plays don't go our way. And Coach Vrabel's been huge on that. Responding from plays that do go your way, responding from plays that don't go your way. Just get after the next play, and that's something that we've kind of taken to heart. And I think I appreciate for how Coach Vrabel has kind of instilled that into our brains, into our mindset. And that's like I said, that's this league of battling back, and it's been good for us to kind of be battle tested and not having kind of our way through some of these games and having to make plays at the end of the games, because that's what it's going to be like down the road.
You mentioned other players helping you lift your spirits or bounce back from a slow start. How do you do that as a leader? Are you good at that, or do you feel like that's something you're kind of growing into as a leader, helping Vrabel kind of sell that message?
Yeah, I just try to, with just different position groups. Offensive line, I said, hey, keep doing a great job. Receivers, keep telling them, hey, I'm coming to you. Keep running routes hard. And, running backs is a different thing. It's kind of they're always juiced up, kind of ready to go. So I just kind of try to do my, own way with, how I know them personally and what position they play, and just try to, the skill guys really want the ball, and the off the line likes to hear them, keep doing a nice job. So just try to mix it up and try to relay the message of what kind of, we're trying to, build as a team.
How excited are you for the next game? Obviously, you get one extra day, and there's a nice holiday in the middle, so you can get some good grub and family time. But how excited are you for your first Monday night football game, and at home, no less, in front of your home fans?
Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool. That's what you grow up watching, Monday night football, and trying to beg my parents to let me stay up past the end of the first quarter back when I was young. And you remember you got mossed back in the day. So, no, it's a... It's cool playing on Monday night. First Monday night game, it'll be pretty sweet playing it at home. So I'm looking forward to it.
I saw a package you did with ESPN over the weekend where they, I think, read you some tweets from an account called Drake May Lover. And some of them were very complimentary, but also a little weird, I might say. Have your eyes been open to sort of your star power or the celebrity status you've reached very quickly here in Boston?
No, like I said, I just appreciate the way Boston's embraced me and, kind of embraced us as a team, as we're trying to, give them something to cheer for. And I think the more we find ways to win, the more that, the fans appreciate it. So we're just trying to go out there every Sunday and put something on tape and on television for, Patriots fans and that enjoy watching. And I think we got to keep trying to do that.
Drake, if there was one quarterback, past or present, whose brain you could pick for some insight at the position and how to maintain success and deal with all of the ins and outs of the NFL, who might that be?
I mean, I think that's an easy question. The greatest ever. It's easy to, you know, say, you know, what Tom did in this organization with this, you know, the same coordinator, and it'd be awesome to, you know, sit down with any of the ones that won Super Bowls or, you know, played at a high level. So we got a great opportunity to meet some of them, and it's always hard to, you know, sit down and pick their brain, you know, in such a busy time with both of our lives. So with all the great quarterbacks out there.
Drake, you mentioned Tom, and he is one of the ones that joked about this nickname thing. I want to play you some quick audio from head coach Mike Vrabel on the Greg Hill Show this morning about this nickname thing. Go ahead, Stiz.
Drake May-May?
Drake, where do you stand on that?
I'm not really sure. I just heard about it 10 seconds ago.
Yeah.
Terrible.
I think the old, you know, those of us.
I couldn't even figure out 6-7, and now it's Drake right, May-May. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, Draco.
Yeah.
I don't like that either, Courtney. Keep going.
So, Drake, it seems like the world's searching for a nickname, and they've landed on this Drake May thing. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, probably Will's probably a problem for that, for when he came into the press conference. I don't really, understand it fully either, but shoot, whatever. People, as long as it's not something that's insulting or has some profanity in it, it's cool with me.
My weekly question from my 12-year-old son, who is one of your biggest fans in the world, he wants to know, what does the Drake May Thanksgiving plate look like, and what's your favorite side dish?
Ooh, that's a good question. I love some turkey. I love some honey-baked ham. I'm a big sweet potato casserole guy. And then prior to my mom's stuffing was some of my favorite. And then to round it off, I'm a big pumpkin pie guy.
Before we get to the may or may not segment, I had one last question. If you look at the NFL standings, you guys are atop the AFC. The Rams are atop the NFC. That had me wondering, gone back and watched highlights of the 2001 Super Bowl between the Rams and the Patriots, the one where Mike Vrabel and company started the dynasty? Have you seen that?
I have seen highlights, and you see highlights of Super Bowls, you know, in the past all the time. And you see them sometimes coming up on clips, but I really haven't looked back and watched it specifically. But I know that was a great Super Bowl. I think it was a great game, wasn't it?
Oh, it was. Came down to a game-winning field goal, Adam Vinatieri, where John Madden told them they should have gone for overtime and not tried it. So, yeah, it was a classic. If you ever get a chance, you might want to watch the whole thing because it's one of the more miraculous
great
games.
Great ending.
All right, it's now time for May or May Not.
May or May Not. It's time for a weekly peek.
May or May Not.
Inside the likes, loves, mind, and style.
May.
New England's quarterback.
May not.
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, I don't want to lead the witness, but this is a little bit of a leading the witness question because I hate this, but pumpkin pie over the holidays, may or may not?
May. I'm a big pumpkin pie fan.
Earlier this morning on the morning... Drake, earlier this morning when Mike Vrabel was on... left tackle Matt Light, who used to be the team's biggest prankster, called in to talk to him, and it got me wondering, pranks on your teammates or just pulling pranks in general, may or may not?
Yeah, I think it was always funny. I think these guys have a specific time and place for them, but I always think it's always, you know, good to have a little fun, and especially people who, you know, it'll make them, you know, mad is always pretty funny.
All right, it's been brought to my attention that your wife teaches Pilates. I've always thought those machines they use in there are a bit scary, so I'll ask you, Pilates, may or may not?
I've done it one time before, but I think it'd be good for us football players to get on some Pilates and work on our true flexibility and some different unique muscles.
Yeah, pliability, that was a big term around here for a long time. Let's see. How about holiday specials? Now, obviously, around the holidays, a lot of great movies and TV specials come on. Holiday specials on TV, may or may not?
I'm a big fan of Christmas movies. I think Christmas movies, Christmas music, you know, holidays, any great movies of shoot, I think, you know, some of Christmas Story and Home Alone, some of those are some of the ones that you remember and, you know, grew up with my brothers watching. So you got to be a fan of that, I think.
All right. Your head coach seemed a little annoyed last night, chastising the media for talking about injuries last week. I've been yelled at for saying things that were too positive about this team. So I'm wondering, superstitions may or may not.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, nothing too crazy, but I like, if something works, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So just try to keep doing some of the same things and hopefully get good results.
As we currently broadcast, there's a Star Wars movie on the TV in our studio, and that's got me wondering, Star Wars may or may not.
I respect Star Wars. I'm not the biggest fan, but I respect, you know, the franchise and all the movies. But no, I haven't got into really any of the Star Wars movies, but I definitely, you know, respect the greatness of it.
All right, Drake, time now for the quarterback question of the week. The quarterback question of the week is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health, with 6 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. This one comes from Bill in Williamstown, but we got a lot of questions on this same topic. I'm not sure if you heard, but all the listeners did, that Stephen A. Smith called you a liar on ESPN, kind of went after us as a show, called me a weak-ass reporter. Wondering what your reaction was to that kerfuffle last week at ESPN.
Yeah, I think, like I said, I'm just worried about what people, you know, in our building organization and, you know, people that, you know, I hold, you know, a lot of, you know, personal relationships with, on their opinions and value that. So all that outside stuff, it is what it is. And, just gotta be, like I said, careful what I say and, didn't try to mean it disrespectfully.
Drake, I forgot to ask, since you're the youngest of four and you and your brothers obviously seem to have such a great playful relationship, any holiday traditions with the brothers, you know, like, Thanksgiving morning game of any kind, a favorite movie you guys like to watch, Monopoly game that goes past midnight?
We used to love, you know, doing one-on-ones in the backyard on Thanksgiving, football. So, we won't be doing that anymore anytime soon, but, back in the day we used to love switching off, trying to guard each other. One of us was quarterback. So.
All right, Drake, appreciate you joining us. Appreciate the time. Have a very happy Thanksgiving. Good luck on Monday night against the Giants, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. Go Pats.
That was Patriots quarterback Drake May here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons with a long and good mood interview, I would say. We were a little curious based on the kerfuffle, as I said last week, and also the slow start to the game. But
kerfuffle? I think it was a little bit more than a kerfuffle, sir.
I was trying to downplay it. Bill was trying to downplay it.
Borderline, you know. Fandango, dare I say.
All right, up next, we will react to Drake May's interview, including his reaction and his more carefully chosen words about ESPN and Cam Newton. That's all next on a Patriots Monday here on WE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
EI. Wondering what your reaction was to that kerfuffle last week at ESPN.
Yeah, I'm thinking, like I said, I'm just worried about what people, you know, in our building organization and, you know, people that, you know, I hold, you know, a lot of, you know, personal relationships with on their opinions and value that. So all that outside stuff, it is what it is. And just got to be, like I said, careful what I say and didn't try to mean it disrespectfully.
Patriots quarterback Drake May just moments ago here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. If you missed the interview, you can go back and listen on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Use the rewind feature. That's how I listened to Mike Vrabel this morning. I was a few minutes late to the Greg Hill show and boom, just rewound it, listening to Mike Vrabel like it was live in my car. Or you can follow WEEI Afternoons, the podcast, wherever you get your podcast. That can be the Audacy app or Spotify or anywhere else. Nick Fitzy Stevens' reaction to his handling of a question that I'm sure he knew might be coming. Thanks to Bill in Williamstown for the question, but we did also get a lot of listeners that were sending in questions about the topic. But Drake May's answer, what'd you think?
It's been on my mind since yesterday, that little video of Drake and Stephon Diggs rehearsing like a handshake and a celebration together, kind of caught fire on the internet, and Stephon Diggs did the Superman celly, like, hey, you want to finish with this? And Drake shook his head no. Like, I was wondering, like, do you guys know the cameras are on you, or are you making a statement right now? I feel like that was about as big as his statement would get, and I thought today the way he handled it, like, that was his polite way of saying, I know you guys have to ask the question, but I don't want any more of that smoke. I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the conversation today. I really did. I thought he was
great.
Honest. I also thought we got a little insight into what I believe makes Drake May great, and that is a
super strong arm.
No, an inner confidence. I think he believes he's great, and I think the answer in which he said, guys, that won't happen again, and it didn't, in terms of the bad interception early. I thought
it was on him, which was nice. Accountability is a great trait of a leader.
But even more importantly, telling them it ain't going to happen again, and then saying, by the way, it didn't. Like, that's an order of operations that I love in his leadership. Everybody's going to throw a pick six, a bad ball. But that confidence, that right there, if you say that to 10 other grown-ass men in a huddle, they're like, okay, we got our guy. Our guy's ready to go. Ain't going to let that happen no more. We're okay. You know, because like you're early in a game. Oh, boy, the ball fluttered and it was picked and they scored. Should I be worried? Nope. Don't be worried. He just told you not to be worried. And then he went out there and backed it up and made, as you talked about, the Pop Douglas throw. Elite throw.
Oh,
you know,
best he's made all year.
I don't know.
Five guys around him.
Could have been picked. But it wasn't. I'm not going to say it was a bad throw because he's that damn good. He's done it often enough, so I say that's how good he is. But that was a crazy throw. That was especially for a guy who you think, oh, he already threw a pick six. Is he going to be like trigger shy the rest of the game and not being real aggressive? Nope. That throw right there showed you, no. I'm going to keep doing what I do, and what I do is take chances down the field to my guys, because when I throw them, they're not chances, they're plays.
He even kind of – I love the fact that he sort of poked fun at himself and said in jest, yeah, the throw to Travion/Hunter. Travion slash Hoop.
Yep, all thought, but I didn't think he would acknowledge that.
Which one did you throw it to, buddy? I'm not really sure. But you know what? He made fun of it, and then he said, yeah – he was just, had too much air on his passes early and then came back around and he was dynamite. Like any one of us in a game like that with those stakes, when you come into the game knowing like, all right, everyone in the world picked us to win. We're an 8-point favorite. You know, we should roll these guys. And then he throws a pick six. I would have been so careful the rest of the, it would have gone from pitching to aiming my throws. He just kept being him the rest of the way, which again, is pretty impressive given that he's 23 years old.
Also love the answer, taking some guff from his brothers on the tush push, not getting in and just saying, I got to get in. I'm a big guy. And I actually don't agree with him on that. Like, yeah, you're a big guy. There's about 9 or 10 other much bigger guys involved in that play on both sides of the ball. You have big guys in front of you that are supposed to move people, and then there's gigantic men on the other side of the line that are trying to ensure that they don't get moved and you don't get in. So I enjoyed his deflecting there or taking accountability for that play, but tush push is a team play. That's not just on the court. It's not the old-fashioned Brady sneak where he's coming to the line, tapping a butt cheek and like picking a dive forward with A gap, one of the two A gaps or the B gap. Like, it's a design play. He's part of a unit there.
Yeah, you know how they call it in different cities? They have different names for it now as well, obviously. First, it was the brotherly shove. Now they've just settled on tush push in Philadelphia, the more generic term. In Buffalo, they call it the snowplow. We don't really have like a, there's no like nickname for when they do it in New England.
Yeah, not sure we're going to see it too many more times to go through the trouble of nicknaming it based on the first execution. As pretty, I said to you,
they just shoved him into the crowd.
Yeah, he went straight down, nosedive, right down, didn't get close. I said to you, I would have preferred their early season offshoot play where it turned into a wide pitch to Travion Henderson.
Oh, that was great. Yeah,
I would have probably run that again. But we need to get back on track here. 617-779-7937. What did you think the tone, the tenor, the mood of Drake May in his weekly Patriots Monday interview here on WEEI Afternoons? But more importantly, how are you feeling about your New England Patriots? There was some sullen moods last night after the injuries. Seems like a little uptick now, and now we also need to remember you have 10 wins. You won the game. It's not a moral victory Monday. It's a real victory Monday. 10 wins is best in the AFC, best in the NFL. How are you feeling about the Patriots? 617-779-7937. Your phone calls and more thoughts on that next here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
How excited are you for your first Monday night football game, and at home, no less, in front of your home fans?
Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool. You know, that's what you grow up watching, you know, Monday night football, and trying to beg my parents to let me stay up past, you know, the end of the first quarter back when I was young. And you remember, you got mossed back in the day. So, no, it's cool playing on Monday night. You know, first Monday night game, it'll be pretty sweet playing it at home. So I'm looking forward to it.
good question, Nick Fitzy Stevens, because I was thinking the other day, even though it's no longer the marquee game, that's Sunday Night Football,
yep,
it's still the best standalone game in terms of everybody's watching. Because if other teams...
Only show in town, baby.
Right, like other teams played earlier, they're, half the teams are flying home after their 1 o'clock game, they're showering after their 4 o'clock game. Monday Night Football is still when most NFL players are watching you compete. You know that, whatever, 80% of the league is probably literally watching you play the Monday Night Football game. So it's interesting. It is still the pedestal, the spotlight. Fitzy, you also put out the call. And I'm not going to read all of them, but I love when the text line lights up. Ideas for the Patriots tush push.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to put this one out there, and we're going to move along, and we're just going to say it because it made me laugh, and it's a good... the 413, New England's version of the tush push should be called the stuffed clam. 617-779-7937. Right, we're going to go to the phone lines, work in the callers. Justin in Washington. What's up, Justin?
Hey, gentlemen, great interview, and I am feeling better about the Pats after the Bengals game because Drake May gave himself some adversity and overcame it, so he's mentally resilient, which means we don't have a franchise quarterback. We have an elite franchise quarterback. Oh. But all of that being said, I was hoping you guys could disagree with me and disavow me of the notion that the Patriots are not a Super Bowl contender. I have only heard arguments for the Patriots being good based on the fact that there is no other great team in the AFC. So I have not heard one affirmative argument for why the Patriots are actually Super Bowl contenders. When I look at the stats and I see that they are really bad at things that you need to be good at to win in the postseason, and it's two real things, right? Number one is red zone efficiency. On defense, they're second to last. On offense, they're bottom third. They can't rush the passer on defense. They can't run the ball on offense. So both of those things aren't going to likely get much better during this season. And then our quarterback, who I'm in love with, think already is top five, he has zero fourth quarter comeback wins, and he hasn't won a meaningful game since he's graduated high school. So if our offense is inefficient, our defense is inefficient, and we don't have a Patrick Mahomes, why is this team an actual Super Bowl contender?
Thanks for the challenge, Justin. Dan Ball, you have an answer.
Yeah, because they win in spite of all that, because they find ways to win even when maybe they're not able to. And I would also argue that the term that I hated so much at the beginning of the year, X plays, those explosive plays, I think they're able to convert on those, Fitzy, in a way that not a lot of other teams in football are. So you can quick strike offense your way into some points.
You can. And Dan, this team being 10-2, if you want to, you can just play the whole like, yes, product of the schedule. That's the flimsiest 10-2 I've seen. The Patriots should not be held accountable for winning all the games that they have laid out in front of them. And more importantly, I admire their opportunism. I admire the fact that whenever they're presented the chance by another team making a turnover on the road in a big game, they find ways to win. Sometimes they're not terribly impressive like yesterday. Sometimes it is very impressive like in Tampa. But the team finds a way, and I don't care what year it is. I'll tell you why they are a legitimate Super Bowl contender, not just in 2025. Road Warriors. They haven't lost on the road yet. That's damn impressive.
I'll actually go to something Justin said. You don't have Patrick Mahomes. I would disagree. If Drake, he just said, not only do we have a franchise quarterback, we have an elite level franchise quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's called Patrick Mahomes. That's called Josh Allen. If Justin, your own words, I'm going to hold you to them, you found out yesterday you have an elite level franchise quarterback, that's the first reason you can go to and win a Super Bowl, because those guys do special things. Those guys have special postseasons. They string together a couple games, quarters, plays, whatever. You have Drake May. If you believe in Drake May, then you should think you have a shot at the Super Bowl. And then the secondary thing is sort of an offshoot of what Dan Ball said. I think you have a depth of playmakers this year that we never saw coming that is impactful. Like Pop Douglas doesn't catch a lot of balls. Feels like every time he catches the ball, it's for 40 yards, right? Like Kayshawn Booty doesn't always catch a lot of balls, but he makes plays. Yesterday, it was drawing penalties, right? Hunter Henry has made a bunch of plays. Travion Henderson just came off a stretch where he had 5 touchdowns in 2 games, including multiple 50-yard touchdowns. Mac Hollins has sneakily started to make plays. Kyle Williams. Was I the only one who thought when Kyle Williams caught that ball crossing yesterday, he might be on his way to a second, like, 60-yard touchdown? He got tackled by the ankles. If he didn't, he gone.
Yeah, he's got Jets as well. Like, again, I think Andy, for years, we talked ourselves into, the Patriots have a wide receiver room or an arsenal of weapons that's twos and threes, but it works in complement. And we actually were just trying to entertain ourselves or talk ourselves into something that wasn't a reality, because it was kind of depressing to realize the Patriots didn't have any playmakers. Now they do have a bunch of them, and all those guys that you just mentioned were doing that while Steph Diggs has been a little quiet the last couple of weeks. So, yeah, there's a lot of people that Drake May in clutch and scoring time situations can rely on. And if they just figure out how to score from the one, man, watch out. This team's going to be unstoppable.
617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls reacting to this Patriots win. Sometimes I feel like I need to remind people they won in Cincinnati. They did have some injuries. They did have some adversity. Turnover, pick six, that whole thing, but they did win the football game. Now they get ready for the Giants on Monday Night Football. Reacting to the win, but also continuing with Patriots Monday at 3:30, we'll talk to our buddy Marcus Jones, who just happened to have a big play yet again in this game. Found the end zone yet again, thanks to old friend Joe Flacco. Talk to him around 3:30. Up next, though, here on WEEI Afternoons, it's 3 o'clock. That means it's time for our three-point stances, and it feels like Fitzy has fallen in love with football again. He'll tell you about it next here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.